The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sally Rees here from Natural Nosh with another episode of Healthy Options. So recently I've been doing a few fermentation classes, and there'll be one today while you're listening to this on June the 8th in Motueka. So you can quickly call me if you want to come and you haven't seen the notices. It's at Motueka Community Hall, Community Centre in Dex Reserve from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Cost is $50 and we'll be covering some of the basics in fermentation. So I wanted today to cover some of the things that can go wrong, also give you some tips on what flavours to add to your ferments, and so this hopefully will help you to have more success. All right, so we'll start with some tips on sauerkraut. So it's a really good time of the year to be making sauerkraut because it's approaching winter, it's getting colder, and it's good time because the colder the temperature outside, the slower the ferment process will be. And this makes the depth of flavour much better than if you're making it in the summer, and the fermentation is a lot quicker, of course. So because of the cold, you will have less problems with your ferments. There are some problems that can happen if you're not aware of why they happen, so you can fix them. But you'll get less issues during the colder months. So that's encouraging. Good time to start. And there's cabbages around at the moment. They should be cheaper because traditionally they're grown in the winter. So some of the problems that you have sometimes is mold, or it's two kinds of mold in inverted commas. One is the most worrying, and that is real mold. And you'll notice that by A, the smell, it will stink. It won't be pleasant at all, you'll notice that. And also you'll see the coloured mould spores on top of your food. So it'll be green and sometimes pink, and it'll be furry and it doesn't look nice. So throw the whole lot out. Whatever you do, don't eat it. And the other one is not exactly a mould, it's a yeast. It's called Kahm, K-A-H-M, M for mother. So this is not harmful, and it's white, only white, and it forms around the rim, you know, of the food in the jar. So as I said, it's not harmful and it will be on the surface. It's a wild yeast, and so it often happens in the warm weather. It can appear for several reasons, and these are some of the reasons. So it could be not enough salt in your brine or added to the cabbage when you massage it. It could be the wrong proportion of salt. The temperatures are warmer than normal. If the vegetables are not fresh, you can sometimes get the Kahm yeast on the ferment. And also cleanliness. Be sure to, you don't have to sterilise the jars, but if you put them through the dishwasher, that will help. Or you can just give them a good wash with soapy water and make sure you rinse really well as well. So everything needs to be washed thoroughly, including your hands, all right? As I said, you don't have to sterilise everything because the lacto-fermentation process produces an acid environment which kills all pathogens, so that's a safety measure. So with the Kahm, all you do is skim it off the food and throw it away. It can be eaten, but, you know, it's not very nice. Yeah, sometimes you can get a kraut that's slimy, and I've had this happen to me too. It's pretty disgusting, I must say. It's slimy, soft and mushy, the pickles, if you make brine pickles, and there's no flavour. So this is when the food ferments too quickly. And someone has told me when I've discussed it that, you know, I've had slimy sauerkraut. It could be something to do with the salt that you use, not enough salt perhaps. So throw it out and start again. Some of the books I've read, they say different amounts of salt. So I'd say start with 2% salt. So that means that you've got to weigh your cabbage first without the core, because you don't use the core in the ferment. So weigh the cabbage and then work out 2% of the weight and use that in salt. So if you're making brine pickles, they can be soft and not crunchy, so that's not very nice. So what you can do to make your pickles crunchy is to use some leaves that have tannins in them on the base of the jar and then again at the top. So things like horseradish leaves, raspberry leaves, oak leaves, fig leaves, things like that. So put a few on the bottom of the jar and then put the vegetables on top of that and then pour in the brine and then put some more leaves on the top. Make sure that the vegetables are under the liquid and you can use something to keep them down, a piece of vegetable or something that you've got around, and then seal the jar. So that's how to prevent your pickles from being soft. Sometimes if the temperature's too warm, the bacteria become too active and you get a lot of excess coming out of the jar even though you've sealed it tight. So A, don't fill the jar up so high. And make sure you put your jar in a cool place to ferment. Like you might have the laundry might be cooler or out in the garage or even outside somewhere. So as I said before, it's a good time to make ferments now in the winter because it's colder and you'll get a much nicer depth of flavour. If it's really cold, so you can put your ferments in a place that's not so cold in the house. So you can put them maybe on top of the fridge. I sometimes put my kefir on top of the fridge. You can wrap it in a towel or wrap it in some bubble wrap or near a heater, a heat pump maybe, or a vent. You know, if you've got air conditioning, a vent somewhere, you could put it near that or one of the rooms in your home that's warm. But don't leave it there for too long. So, yeah, so just move it to a higher place on top of a bookshelf or something like that, or put it in your oven with the light on. So I guess they're meaning a gas oven. So gas ovens have a pilot light going all the time, so that's a good place where you can put them. It just takes the edge off the cold, so remember, don't forget it, of course. Or if you're a gardener, you might have a heating pad for your seedlings, so you could use that. There's also things that you can get on Amazon. It's just a strip that you can stick onto the jar and somehow or other it will tell you the temperature of the ferment. So there are some things on Amazon that you can look up to use. So try that. And then I was going to tell you some of the things that you can add to your kombucha. So it's endless, really. So one thing that I sometimes use is dried lemon verbena leaves or lavender flowers, tulsi basil, some slices of ginger, and some turmeric. You can either grate the turmeric, or you can just slice it, whatever you like. Or you can use turmeric powder if you haven't got the fresh one. Rose petals is a lovely one. You could put rose petals in with maybe cardamom or some other spice that's not too overpowering. Some dandelion flowers, cinnamon bark in there. I've got some vanilla paste, so you can put a little bit of that in there with some blueberries. It's a really nice combination. Of course, citrus peel, lemon and orange peel is really nice. So there's cloves and orange peel. That's a nice combination, sort of like the winter drink, the mulled wine flavour. Summer berries, that's my favourite. I love all the berries. Ginger and turmeric, cinnamon stick, nutmeg, and any of those warming spices. So just play around and experiment for yourself. So the benefits of drinking kombucha. I once read that if you drink kombucha regularly, that it will reverse the grey in your hair. So I drink it regularly, and I'm pretty sure it's slowing it down because at my age, a lot of people have solid grey hair, but mine is still kind of its usual colour with a bit of grey in it, so I think I believe that. So it improves your digestion. I've found that when I've eaten too much, which isn't that often now because I don't eat, so my stomach's absolutely crammed full. So, you know, if you're out for a meal or eating with people, sometimes you tend to eat too much. So what you do is afterwards you have a glass of kombucha and you'll find that very quickly your stomach will feel unbloated and much, much better. Especially at night if you're eating late and you've got a full stomach, drink kombucha on top of that. It's amazing. So of course it repopulates our gut with really good bacteria and yeast. That's what the mother is, the SCOBY on the top of kombucha. It's a combination of bacteria and yeast. So it will strengthen your immune system, which is all good at this time of the year. So it reduces oxidative stress on your cells, which is very good because antioxidants is what we want so that we don't get sick. Also helps with detoxing your liver, which is really important to keep your liver functioning properly. Improves your mental health because of the B vitamins and because it heals your gut. As we know, our gut is related to our brain very closely. And it also satisfies your cravings. A lot of people crave, you know, those horrible drinks in cans. So if you have kombucha, you won't be reaching for those toxic drinks, which is really good. So it's a wonder food, really, and it's so cheap to make. So sauerkraut, some of the additions you can add to sauerkraut, you don't just have to have plain cabbage. So you can mix up green cabbages and red cabbages. So you can add to red cabbage, you can add beetroot and juniper berries. That's a really nice combination. And the Europeans, especially the Germans, will add caraway seeds to their plain green sauerkraut. It's a very traditional flavour combination. Turmeric and lemon is really nice. Carrot and cardamom pods. Apples and carrot you can add. And as with anything, you can, the sky's the limit. You can think up your own things to add. So I think that's given you some tips there. Hopefully that will help give you more success with your ferments. So I'll be doing another class in Tapawera at the end of June. I think that's just about full. And I'll be doing another one probably in July in Nelson somewhere. So stay tuned. Watch my Facebook page, Natural Nosh, and my website, naturalnosh.nz, to find when the next classes are on. So you've been listening to Sally Rees here on Fresh FM with another episode in Healthy Options.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.